Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mother Knows Death. We have a special breaking news episode for you. Guys, we have an update on Kate Middleton, and she has come out that she has been diagnosed with cancer and is currently undergoing chemotherapy, which is why we have not seen her. So what are your thoughts on this?
All right. So I've been thinking this from the beginning, trying to think of why they would say that she specifically had abdominal surgery, and that is, I'm assuming that that covers anywhere where they made an incision on her from underneath of her sternum, so right below her ribs down. And that would include basically all of the organs that aren't included in the chest cavity. So we're talking about a majority of the GI system, which is the stomach, small bowel, large intestine. And we're also talking about the pancreas is in there, the kidneys are in there, but if I were to guess, I would say that a woman of her age, she's 40?
She's 42.
She's 42. I would say that it's some kind of gynecological cancer. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because she could have potentially had a surgery planned where she was getting hysterectomy just for abnormal bleeding or something, or she could have had fibroids, and that would have been a planned thing. So they say planned versus not planned. A not planned surgery would be if your appendix burst and you had to get emergency surgery. So this was something that they found that they were going to do surgery on, but they were able to plan it in advance. So they could have taken out her uterus, which would come along with your cervix and your fallopian tubes, ovaries, and it would have gotten sent to pathology. And then during examination of pathology, that's when they could have found the cancer. So in that, a woman of her age, she could have cervical cancer, which is probably more unlikely just because I'm assuming she's getting regular pap testing. But it is a possibility. Anything's a possibility. She also could have had fibroids, which are also called leiomyomas, which are benign tumors of the muscle. And when they look at them at imaging, they're almost all the time benign anyway, but sometimes you take them out and they end up being a leiomyosarcoma, which is a little bit more rare. Any sarcoma would be a little bit more rare. Also, she could have presented with an ovarian cyst, and that cyst could have looked kind of benign on imaging, but then when they looked at it in pathology, it could end up being some kind of a cancer. So again, this is just me assuming, and that's based upon the most common things that would happen in a woman of her age. Obviously, breast cancer and skin cancer is also a thing, but I'm thinking that it was some kind of internal organ thing just based upon what they're saying. And the fact that she's getting chemo, to me, means that it's a little bit more aggressive than just an early finding of a cancer, like a stage one of something. That's just general. But sometimes when they find a cancer that's stage one and they're able to cut it all out right away, they wouldn't do chemotherapy. So the fact that they are means to me that it might be at a little bit more of an advanced stage. But I don't know if they follow a different protocol for a princess, but this is just my thoughts now. Obviously, it could be a variety of other things too, because there's so many other things that could happen. Lymphomas, a pancreatic cyst that ended up being cancer, something like that. But just going on most common, I would say gynecological, or we could also say like a colon cancer of some sort. Now, one of my earlier theories was that she possibly had inflammatory bowel disease, some kind of ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease. And if she had a bowel resection for that, there's also a possibility, because these patients are at an increased risk for colon cancer, that they incidentally found something like that too while they were examining, especially ulcerative colitis patients. So that being said, that's my opinion.
Yeah, so the Palace released an official video earlier today. It has her talking directly to camera, explaining what's been going on with her. You know, they've been pretty sloppy with AI in the past couple of weeks, so I don't think it's AI. I watched it. I think it's her. I think she also looks like she's been through some shit. So it's definitely really sad that it turned out this way. I don't know if they'll ever release to us what kind of cancer it is. I mean, we still don't really know definitely what kind of cancer Charles has as well. So it's really sad. And maybe they felt the need to hide this because they didn't think people could handle the king and the princess both having cancer at the same time, which is really unfortunate for their family. And it's just really sad to see. And, you know, we just want to wish her the best recovery possible because it sucks. And, you know, she talked about having to tell the kids, and we were just saying how absolutely horrible that must be to have to tell your young children you're going through this.
Well, yeah, and I was even saying that because she's around my age, you know, and I said to Maria, if I got diagnosed with cancer right now, I'm not sure that I would tell the little kids, to be honest with you, unless it was like on a need-to-know basis, just because kids don't really understand that. And I think her kids are even younger than the little ones. So, but then Maria had a point, like if she has to come public with it, the whole world's going to know. And they wanted to, maybe that's why they were waiting so long to issue a statement, because they knew they were going to have to tell their kids and they just were trying to hold off on it. But I'm sure, I mean, kids aren't stupid. They know that something's up.
And yeah, and personally, I think it's better to hear directly from your parent than to hear it from somebody off on the side. You know what I mean? You don't want to hear something like that, especially if you're a little kid and not fully understand it. You at least want to know if you're going to be told at some point that, hey, I'm going through this as your parent and I might not be there. I might be sick and can't do everything and be there for you 100%, but she's let everybody know she's going to be okay. I mean, we don't know the full extent of it, but it's definitely sad.
I definitely think there's a lot of strategic wording here when they keep just saying abdominal surgery. And like I said, if it is a gynecological cancer, that's technically the pelvic cavity, but I would say abdomen just because that's where they would do they do incisions on the skin there. I just think they're being very strategic about how they are saying it, because they want to make sure that people like me aren't speculating, because definitely like an ovarian cancer would be very significant to know what the stage of that is, because that could be very serious. And there's other cancers that aren't as aggressive. So I think that could be a possibility why they're holding back with that. And, I also just want to say that she's only 42 years old, and there's been all these studies done recently. It's been in the news a lot that there's been a 30% increase in cancer in young people from the age of 15 to 39 years old. And that increase was looked at in statistics between 1973 and 2015. And it's clearly happening. We're hearing about this all the time of really young people getting breast cancer, colon cancer. And I mean, ovarian cancer certainly is nothing new. Gilda Radner died from ovarian cancer at a very young age. So that's a known, and that's been a thing for a long time. But it just does make you wonder what are we being exposed to, that the increase of cancer in younger people has increased 30% since the 70s. That's just so striking, right? And it has to be what we're all eating, right?
Yeah, and it's scary to think, you know, they are everyday people, but they also have access to some of the best healthcare in the world. So you have to wonder if she was a normal person in this position, would she be able to get healthcare of this level or be able to treat something like this? We just don't know.
I don't know if we're ever going to find out, but I just obviously. And then we also have to say we're believing her at her word and what she's saying. But obviously, if she went in and she had something because they scheduled her for surgery and they thought whatever that something was a benign condition. And then they sent it to pathology and then they found out it wasn't a benign condition. And that happens every single day to people. It's not like all we can do before a surgery is done is do imaging on a person. And it's funny because in pathology, we always say that radiology is kind of like the weatherman. It's like they sometimes they give these diagnoses like could be infectious, could be benign, could be malignant. And you're like, oh, cool. So, you know, it could snow, it could rain, it could be sunny. Like it doesn't really matter because you could just say whatever, right? But I mean, imaging is so good, but it also has its limitations and it's not as good as looking at a piece of it under the microscope. And especially with things like fibroids that are, they all look a certain way on imaging. And then sometimes we get it and we look at it with our naked eye and we're like, eh, something looks a little weird here. And then you look at it under the microscope and it tells a whole different picture. And sometimes even us, when we look at gross pathology, we look at the organs and we can't even tell that it looks cancerous. And then all of a sudden under the microscope, you know, it'll be a couple days later and the pathologist will come in and be like, do you remember that colon you did a couple days ago? It looks weird. And we'll pull it back out and we'll look at it again and we'll take more samples of it. So this is just kind of the norm in our world.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like there's definitely some more going on and that they don't want to reveal and they definitely don't have to. It's just sad that she's going through all of this and we just have to wish her the best recovery possible. I mean,
I feel freaking terrible for her. When she was sitting there, I'm just like, oh my God, like.
Well, it is, I don't know, because, you know, we contributed a little bit to the theories and everything over the last couple months on here. But it is terrible that they're making this woman have to take this video. You know, if they just chilled out on all their weird Photoshop pictures, nobody would be thinking this crazy
thing. We are not contributing. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to argue with you there. I'm not contributing to rumors. I'm just speculating on her health. I'm not sitting there saying all the other stuff about the cheating and the this and the that.
No. I'm like, just saying if the palace just had any chill at all and just didn't, you know, they said she wouldn't be out till Easter. Nobody really thought anything of it until they started doing weird things. If they just left it at that,
yeah,
you know,
but
this poor
I'm
sick lady
you,
wouldn't have to be sitting on a bench explaining that she's going through chemo and to leave her alone.
Yeah, I mean, listen, from the beginning, it was clear that something serious was up because when you get surgery, like my little nephew, I guess I will call him, even though he's not really my blood nephew, Johnny.
Oh.
This is my friend Laura's kid, Johnny. This kid was born with, he had a hole in his heart and he was born and he had to get it repaired when he was about 5 years old. This kid had his chest cracked, open heart surgery, and he was up and sitting and eating in bed the next day and he was home within a week, okay? So they do some crazy surgeries now. And people are ready to go fairly soon afterwards. I know even when I had my tummy tucked on, within a week after surgery, I had flew home and I was going to Gabe's graduation at Georgetown with my kids on the Amtrak train. So, I mean, I felt like shit, trust me, but I'm just saying that for her to be out for months, she had to be healing from something serious. Now, if she had... I guess another theory you could say is if she had some kind of a pancreatic lesion or something, sometimes some of those surgeries or a lesion in the liver, they could be even a little bit more intense to heal from because they're reworking the GI tract a little bit. So or she could have had a piece of bowel cut out too from whatever pathology they thought was going on in her bowel and then had to get a temporary bag and get it replaced again afterwards. So all of this stuff takes time and she needs to heal. And that's, I mean, anybody that's done anything medical knows that something's up with her because why would you need 4 months to recover from anything unless it was super serious?
Yeah, totally. So I don't know. Like, I'm curious if they're going to give us more information about it or if they're just kind of going to leave it at this and then force her to go out in the public in a couple months. So
thanks for being here with us today, guys. We just couldn't wait until the end of next week to discuss this.
Yeah, it was
just
literally about to walk out the door of the office today. And then we were like, no.
No, we have to talk about this. So thanks. We know that you guys enjoy this and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Mother Knows Death. As a reminder, my training is as a pathologist assistant. I have a master's level education and specialize in anatomy and pathology education. I am not a doctor and I have not diagnosed or treated anyone, dead or alive, without the assistance of a licensed medical doctor. This show, my website, and social media accounts are designed to educate and inform people based on my experience working in pathology so they can make healthier decisions regarding their life and well-being. Always remember that science is changing every day and the opinions expressed in this episode are based on my knowledge of those subjects at the time of publication. If you are having a medical problem, have a medical question, or are having a medical emergency, please contact your physician or visit an urgent care center, emergency room, or hospital. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Mother Knows Death on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere you get podcasts. Thanks.